Somebody who said to two people, I had stolen from one of you two people a mana, 100 zuz. Be'eni yodea eza mikem. But I do not recall from which one of you I stole the mana, and they themselves have no idea about this. O aviv so echad mikem hifkid li mana. Or somebody says to two people, the father of one of you two people was maskid by me a mana, gave me a mana to watch. Be'eni yodea eza hu. And I do not recall which father was the one that gave me the mana, and the two sons themselves do not have any idea about this. No same lezeh mana v'lezeh mana shahoydeh mipi atzmo. He would have to give both of them a mana, since he admitted it himself and wants to be yotzei yidei shemayim. He wants to make sure in shemayim there is no taina against him. So therefore, in order to be yotzei yidei shemayim, he would have to give both of them a mana. But in a case where he says to two people, one of you two was maskid by me a mana, he would be pater from paying back the mana if the two people themselves have no recollection of it. And since in this case he is not saying their father gave him the mana, he is saying that they themselves gave him the mana to watch, and they themselves don't remember, it is their fault since they should have remembered. So even b'day shemayim, he would be pater from paying back the mana. Now, in a case where he himself was not the one that admitted that he stole mana from one of two people, instead two people are tovea him, are making a claim against him, they both say that he stole a mana from them, and he admits that he stole from one of them, but he does not admit that he stole from both. In this case, they would both take a shvur that he stole from them, and they could get the money from him. And also in a case where two people make a tzvia against him, that their father was maskid by him a mana, and he admits that one of their fathers was maskid a mana, but he does not admit to both of them. In this case also, they would both take a shvur that their father was maskid by him a mana, and he would have to pay both of them, as he is at fault since he does not recall which one of them was maskid by him a mana. When they take a shvur, he is chayav to pay both of them. Two people deposited money by a third person to watch for them. One person deposited 100 zuz, and one person deposited 200 zuz, and they both deposited it by the person at the same time. When it came time to collect their money from the person that was watching it, they had a dispute as to which one was the one that deposited the 200 zuz. One claims that I was the one that deposited the 200 zuz, and the other one says I was the one that deposited the 200 zuz. No yisein lezem maneh, but lezem maneh. Vashar yehin munach adjiyobo elio. The person who is watching the money should give each one of them a maneh, 100 zuz, as each one of them deposited at least 100 zuz. And the rest, the 100 that they are disputing about, that should remain by the person who is watching it until Elio comes and tells us what to do with the money. Now, we don't say in this case that the person who is watching it has to give both of them 200 zuz, as in this case, the person who is watching it can tell them that it wasn't my job to make sure and remember which one of them deposited the 200 zuz, as since they both deposited at the same time, I see that the two of you trusted each other and did not suspect that the other one would claim that he is the one that deposited 200 zuz. So since I saw that you trusted each other, I too did not make sure to remember which one of them deposited 200 zuz. So since he is not at fault, he can just give 100 zuz to both of them, and the rest remains by him until Elio comes. Amar Rabbi Yosef, im kemah hipsid haraman, ela hakol yehemuna, achiyavo Elio. Rabbi Yosef said to the Chachamim, if that is going to be the din, that each one of them gets 100 zuz, so the Ramai, the person who is being dishonest, he didn't lose anything, as he only deposited 100 zuz, and that is what he got back. So he has no motivation to be modern and to admit that he only deposited 100 zuz. The din should be instead that all the money, all 300 zuz, should remain by the person who is watching it until Elio comes and tells us what to do with the money. That way, since the Ramai is losing out, he will have motivation to admit that he was the one that deposited the 100th